Greetings, you're listening to Rebels Remembered, featuring Caitlin DeFord and Kelsey DeFord.
Greetings, travelers from across the galaxy. I am Caitlin.
I am Kelsey.
And this is Rebels Remembered. And today we will be discussing Breaking Ranks, episode 6. I'm still thrown off by the...
It's six. If it's not split, I think it's six.
Okay. Which aired on November 3rd, 2014. It was written by Greg Wiseman, great writer, and directed by Stephen G. Lee, great director.
Yeah, so this episode, the synopsis from StarWars.com, Ezra infiltrates the Empire's Academy and obtains vital information. That's sort of like the very short and sweet version of what happened in this episode. And I believe... this was the first episode me and you actually watched of Rebels?
Yes. This was the first episode I caught. I was sick one day. I always go into this story. I don't mean to. And I was like, what is Star Wars Rebels? And I was like, I don't know. And he clicked on it and it was this episode. So yeah, I thought his name was Dev.
Well, see, now I'm wondering, like, do they ever use the name Ezra in this episode?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
But I didn't know anybody's name, so... at the time. So I didn't know anybody's name, but when it starts, I'm like, oh, okay. Dev Morgan. Alright, so the episode opens with this shot of this Imperial Academy. And it kind of zooms in and it shows all the cadets of, I have the number, LRC-077. I have no idea what that means. Commandant Aresco asks if they're ready to be stormtroopers, and they're doing exercises and drills and training and all that stuff. So during this little shot, there's like, you know, the four main guys that are, or the three main guys that are going to be in this, take off their helmets one at a time. And the last one, of course, is Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
So being a Star Wars Rebels fan that has watched it in order, your first thought is it immediately goes into... your first question is, that's Ezra, what is he doing in the Imperial Academy?
But I do think if you're up to this point, you probably know it's probably an undercover mission of some sort.
Yeah.
Now, if you're like us and you first watch, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool, this guy's defecting. When originally, he is a rebel, you know, That's what he is. So we do get to see Commandant Aresco at the beginning of this. We haven't seen him for a while. I want to say since at least Fighter Flight, was that the last time we saw him?
I think so.
And then, Grint, I believe, is the other guy that comes later.
Oh, and then after that, it cuts back to Ezra looking at his helmet that he's got, and then Jai starts talking to him. So Jai Kell is the other main character of this story, and they're kind of talking about, who's gonna win the next exercise, because apparently they've been in a competition with each other. So again, new character. You don't need to know everything about him, unlike some days.
Yeah.
So that's when we first get introduced to Jai Kell. Then it comes to the training exercise, where I think if they win, they like...
It's sort of cutting down the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Who's the best out of this selection of cadets. I will say, referring to Rebels Recon, I rewatched. So Rebels Recon... was the original sort of short recap videos that StarWars.com published when the show was airing.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned something interesting that I hadn't thought of before. He basically said the way the Empire, their system with stormtroopers is very different than how they were with clones.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he described it was is that the stormtrooper, I don't want to say curriculum, I don't know if that's the right word to use, the program, like how you get from point A to point B, is very inferior compared to the clone troopers. The clone troopers went through really extensive training. This is kind of just, we need to get them out there on the battlefield because we need them quickly.
We need a lot of men.
So just push them through, you know, even if they can't shoot the right side of a barn, let's just put them through. Which I think would explain why you got so many missed shots from stormtroopers.
Well, going off what you said, it's also interesting. I never thought about, even watching New Hope and stuff like that, I never thought about young men being trained as stormtroopers.
I didn't either.
Even in Force Awakens with Finn, even with Finn being trained, I was like, oh, they train? I mean, I don't know why I never thought of that, but it's interesting that they're training cadets. Because I didn't really think about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we get that a little bit in A New Hope, right? With Luke saying, all my friends are at the academy. I assumed it was the Imperial Academy, which we get to that later in this series. I'm not going to spoil anything. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that this program's a little bit more inferior to what they used to have. Because mm-hmm. now it's more like knowing people on the front line. But I do think that kind of does call into question some of the people they do have in high positions, like Minister Tua.
Yeah.
Or Callus, you know. I mean, they look like they're pretty good at their jobs, so. I mean,
I don't want to call into question their leadership. See, but I want to know those people's stories, because they're older, so they should remember a time of the Republic. What makes them choose that path is interesting to me mm-hmm. to think about. Okay. So, the next training, or exercise, I guess they do, is they're lowered into, like, this pit, like, and it's enclosed, and they refer to it as the well, mm-hmm. and they tell them that whoever gets to the top first will serve as aides at Imperial headquarters.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, Clone Wars fans, this is something that we have seen before. There's an episode called Clone Cadets in Season 3. And they train in something called the Gauntlet, which is very similar to this.
Ah.
The one that I have seen personally is an episode called The Box. So this is Season 4, I believe, The Clone Wars, 2012-ish. This was the arc where Obi-Wan was disguised as a bounty hunter, and this went on for three episodes.
Okay.
There was a contest held between all the bounty hunters, including Obi-Wan disguised, in The Box, which is similar to this, and they were like fighting to see who's gonna kidnap the Chancellor. Obi-Wan, of course, doesn't win that contest because you have to literally kill your other opponent, and he's not willing to do that, so they kind of look him as sus because, you know.
So it's basically like a reused concept or callback
mm-hmm.
to the Clone Wars. Okay, I didn't know that. As the assessment is about to begin, one cadet named Oleg, he's the other guy that never removes his helmet because we don't want to draw a fourth man.
I kind of want to see him, though, because his actions in this episode, like, we got to watch out for that guy. Like, where does he end up?
What happens to him? One cadet named Oleg tells Jai and Ezra they're both going down. There's also another cadet with them who is a main in this as well, named Zeri Leona. So we'll get to him in a bit. So this leads into one of my favorite sequences. Maybe for you, not so much, because like I said, you've already seen it in The Box, but the way Ezra jumps on these platforms, I mean, obviously, he's got an edge, he's using the Force.
Right.
So, but I'm just like, oh, that's so cool, the way they animated his movements and stuff like that.
I will say, though, I feel kind of bad for Zer, Oleg, and Jai, because they don't have the Force. They're kind of having to use their own agility.
I feel bad. I'm just like,
Ezra's really cool because it made me want to play when we just rewatched it. It made me want to play, what's the new, not, no, the not, very fairly recent one with Cameron Monaghan.
Oh, Jedi.
Like when you run across walls and it's basically Star Wars crossed with, I don't know, Assassin's Creed kind of thing. Made me think of that.
Yeah, it says Ezra does exceptionally well, his connection with the Force, enhancing his reflexes and ability to predict whether platforms will emerge. Gifts noted by Orisco.
And he did say something like, he's impressive, but maybe a little too impressive, so mark that down. Like, was he referring to what happens later?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
So, this kid might be Force sensitive. Let's put a little star by his name in the chart.
The check mark.
Yeah, we need to watch out for that. It's like, which is so dumb. It's like, I would want that guy to be a stormtrooper on my team. What is wrong with you?
Well, you know, they also probably warned by the Inquisitor, like, hey, there's this kid that's probably Force-sensitive, it's kind of running around with. By the way, is this Lothal?
Yes.
Okay. So does each planet have its own
Imperial Academy? I have no idea. Almost at the top, Ezra senses a cadet about to push Jai from behind. He grabs him and they evade the shove, which sends their rival plummeting back to the bottom. Which was Oleg.
Again.
So the three that emerge is Zer, Jai, and Dev, Ezra. at the top. Also, I know we're going to get... This is so stupid, but I have to say it. Have you noticed the four main... So, Ezra, Jai, Zer, and Oleg are the only ones in the whole group that have little symbols and colors on their helmets. Oh. So, Ezra's red, Jai is blue or grayish, and Zer is yellow, and Oleg is Slytherin. And my first thought was, it's the Houses of Hogwarts.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
As the three cadets follow Oresco in the academy corridors, a strange, beat-up Imperial droid, disguised, which is actually Chopper, who's disguised, approaches. Ezra signals the droid with subtle hand gestures, but Zer notices and follows him as the group splinters. Back on the Ghost, Kanan and Hera debate the op. So this is what they actually tell you what they're doing. They're waiting for Ezra to steal an Imperial decoder, which will tell them where a Kyber crystal shipment is.
Yeah, so the Kyber crystals, this is the same Kyber crystal that lightsabers are created out of. I mean, I don't know how they work, how a lightsaber works, I don't know, but I think Hera says something like, or Hera or Kanan, I can't remember which, about that type of shipment, like the Empire has got some bad things to do with a big shipment of Kyber crystal, which I always forget, was the Kyber crystals used on the Death Star? Or am I assuming that?
I want to say that the energy is used on the Death Star. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure, because it has that little green kind of same green glow about it.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, the Death Star is not even, I don't know, I don't think it's the Death Star, isn't it even like a thought at this point, so I do wonder, what were they going to use it for? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. But when I first watched it, I was like, Kyber crystal? What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. I was like, okay. I just thought that was a fancy, you know, whatever. Like, the bad guys got it. We got to get it. You don't need to know what it is, you know, kind of thing.
Ezra goes into Kallus's office, which, yay, another Kallus. We're not going to make fun of him this episode. sneaks into his office to get the decoder. And on his way out, that's when he runs into Zer.
Yes. And then Zer tells him that if he tries to leave the office with it, there's a sensor that will go off, which is pretty ingenious. They have sensors if you take anything from anyone's office. Or maybe it's just his office, I don't know. But they have that, but they don't have security cameras. Which is sort of my complaint throughout this whole episode.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it. Like, is anybody watching the cameras to see what's happening? Like, can they not see Ezra that just snuck in there and... I didn't even think about it. That is...
Well, I mean, again, we have the same planet, the same universe, where we have ships, but people live on Tatooine in sand huts or mud huts or whatever.
Then I believe it cuts to Sabine and Zeb. They're waiting. They're the ones. They're waiting on Ezra, basically.
Yeah.
To collect him after he's got the decoder and everything. He doesn't come out. And they tell, you know, Hera and Kanan that, hey, something happened. We don't know what's going on. And they agree to give him one more day to complete his mission. Later that evening, Ezra and Zer sneak into a supply closet to talk. Ezra reveals why he's after the decoder. And Zer says he knew about the sensor because of his sister, a former cadet named Dara, who disappeared under mysterious circumstances. So now we kind of get why... I gotta say, I love Zer. He just immediately went to, oh, you're stealing something? I'm gonna help you out, bro.
Yeah, like, telling about the sensor and how I shouldn't do it, you know, I'll help you, but, you know. So we do get some backstory on him, which I think, you know, is important because it's important to get all perspectives. I kind of want to know Oleg's perspective. Like, why is he there? Has he been taught to believe the Empire is might and right? And probably. But it's nice to get, like, someone, you're in the Academy and you don't agree with the Empire? Like, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's nice to meet somebody that's not just following it blindly. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, you know? Because, I mean, at this point, every person they run into seems to... That's on the Empire's side is fully for the Empire.
Yeah. They agree to work together to recover the decoder, but first they have to finish in the top three of tomorrow's assignment. Because if they finish again, they get to go back into the Imperial headquarters. Which, I'm sorry, is that an award? Reward? Because what do you do when you get there? You just walk around?
That's a good question. that's a, yeah. You get a better bunk? Or a better room to sleep in? which leads me to go, where are the other cadets sleeping?
They couldn't animate all of it, I guess. That's why you only see three people through their faces. Everybody else got a helmet on. So we come back to another sequence in the well, but this time they have to shoot targets to activate the platforms or whatever. To make them move. So once again, Ezra and Jai, I kind of want to know if Jai is force sensitive.
Why would you say that?
Well, once again, they both find themselves in the lead, Ezra and him. Ezra and Jai.
Jai?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Zara's at the bottom, so he's like, dude, I'm down here. I need to, like, you know, be in the top three with you so that we can go and steal the decoder together or whatever. And then the saddest thing is when Ezra kind of has to be like, oh, and he has to shove Jai off the platform.
Yeah. And then, of course, because he's at the bottom, the top three are, I believe, Oleg's in there.
Yep. Everybody but Jai. Ezra
and Zara. And, you know, he has this moment with Jai where, unfortunately, when you're in doing undercover work and you can't reveal what your true loyalties are, and you have to do stuff to get things done even when it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sorry, dude, I pushed you off platform, but...
It's like, I want to tell you everything, but I can't.
I can't. Yeah. And even, what is it, Oresko says, what does he say? There's no time for friendship and war.
Yeah.
Which is really sad, but...
That kind of shows you that kind of military, not military mentality, but, like...
It's also the difference between the Empire and the Rebellion side.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
I feel like the Rebellion has more humanity in it. You know, they would not waste a second to rescue somebody, even when it doesn't make sense in a military way. Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to gain anything, but this person is our friend, our family. We have to rescue them. Whereas with the Empire, if you get captured, they don't care. Like, yeah. You're just a means to an end to them.
You're a number.
Yeah.
You exactly. can be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once they get to the top, they tell them... Tomorrow's reward will be a training session aboard Imperial Walker. So last episode we got to fly around in a tie with people that weren't supposed to be in it. And this episode we get a walker. Okay, this is the scene where Ezra decides to go through the vent.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of use the force to get the decoder that way, and then there's the distraction.
Yeah, so it doesn't trip the sensor if it's going above the sensor, I guess, and through the vent rather than underneath the doorway.
That was another thing. I'm like, how is it not? Okay, well, I'm just cool with it now. Like,
there's always a loophole with the technology of the Empire.
Yeah, he tells Callus to get him to come to the door so that Ezra can steal the decoder. He tells him he's got pod racer parts. And can we just, like, if I could, like, David, who voices Callus, he can say anything and it sounds sexy. Like, the way he says pod racer parts, I'm like, he just has a really just nice voice.
Like velvety, you know.
It's like, he could read the phone book. Yeah. But I always laugh the way he says it, because it's like, what would I want with pod racer parts? Like, it's very
dismissive
snooty and like,
condescending.
What? Yeah, condescending.
Like, you're wasting my time. I've got better things to do.
Also, there's that part when Ezra steals it. You know, Zara's staring at Callus, but he sees out of the corner of his eye, like, the thing moving, and he has a moment of, oh, what? Oh, I gotta be...
Serious? So he doesn't notice what I'm looking at.
Like, oh, he wasn't lying. He actually is training in the force.
You have the sibling that has to distract the parent from you getting an extra cookie or something.
And they about drop something, and you're like, oh, I mean, look at me. Look at me over here. So Ezra gets the decoder. And he travels back through the vent. Or, I say keep saying vent. I don't know. I guess that's the right
I call
term.
It a vent. I don't know what it actually is.
He's making his way back, and that's when he overhears Oresko talking to the Inquisitor and says, we've identified two cadets, Morgan and Kel. They meet your special criteria.
Which tells me the Inquisitors will warn them ahead of time that there might be someone possibly trying to infiltrate the academy, and these are my hallmark signs, like, they're really good, like, and I think that's a good strategic thing for the Inquisitor on his part, to know that eventually this cell of rebels is going to use this younger kid to infiltrate, because he's got to be a cadet. I don't mm-hmm. know how old you got to be to be a cadet, but they all look like kids to me, so.
Yeah. And the Inquisitor tells him that, okay, I will come to there to see them and test them myself. And that scares me a little bit. Like, what would his test be? Like, would he do some sort of test?
Well, for Ezra, it would just be looking at him.
Well, true.
Because he's seen Ezra. He saw him on Stygian Prime? Is that
yeah.
Name? Yeah. He saw him on Stygian Prime, so he knows what he looks like. I guess that would be the test. You're him.
That's kind of frightening to know that. Like, and it's not one of the low points of the episode for me, is it's never answered what has he been doing with these possibly force sensitive cadets. Do they go on? Like, is their sister, was she force sensitive? Do they go on? Do they kill him? What happens? Like,
oh, that's a good question.
It's kind of left out in the open a little bit.
Well, I mean, obviously Ezra would probably be killed.
Oh, well, yeah.
Obviously.
But not just him, but like other possible cadets that are showing. Like
maybe he's been doing this for the other cadets that have been force sensitive? Oh, I didn't even think about that. I thought it was just for Ezra.
Oh, I didn't even think about that either. So like
maybe he just does this. Like, hey, here's our list of people we think might be force sensitive. Can you come down and take care of them?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So after now, Ezra knows, oh crap, the Inquisitor's coming and he's going to recognize me. He's coming after Jai, which is, they kind of have a friendship going on. And Chopper meets Zeb and Sabine with the decoder, but Ezra's not there. And then he tells them through, how do you describe this?
Hologram. Holographic message.
Yeah, holographic message. He says he's staying there to help save Jai from the Inquisitor, and then if they're not too busy, he asks them to attack the Academy so they can escape. Which is a big favor.
Yeah.
On their part.
I do like how this scene with Ezra, that you can tell there's been some growth for him.
Yeah.
You know, he says, you know, the old me, he even like directly says it, the old me wouldn't have cared, I would have been out here by now, you know, but he's like, being around you heroes, because he's trying to like butter them up to make him, you know, go along with it. It just has an effect on me, so, you know, taking the kid that we saw in the beginning and already...
And it's only like, four episodes ago, and he's already at this point?
Yeah. I mean, we don't know how much time has passed.
Oh, true, but...
6 episodes, but, you know, it's nice to see some growth from him.
Okay, and then it cuts to Ezra goes to warn Jai about it. Of course, Jai's like, you're just against me, you know, I don't know who this Inquisitor is, but, you know, he could train me, and I could, you know, I'm like...
And I do wonder, because Jai, you know, he's not on board until Zigger mentions, like, you have a family, and he mentions his mother. I do wonder, because we don't get a lot information on Jai, if he really thought, you know, I'm just making wild assumptions here. Maybe he thought progressing in the Academy would be a way to help him and his mom out.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, if it's just him and his mom, like, what is their economic situation? Like, is that a way for them to get out of poverty? Mm-hmm. You know, we don't get that. But again, you know, Zaire mentioning his mother and mentioning how, well, my sister disappeared with this guy, same guy. And I kind of like, oh, yeah, I should probably leave.
Jai was like, oh, you know, I'm good. And then it's like, oh, wait, yeah. Oh, my mom.
Because
oh,
he goes from kind of wanting to make a career out of being an Imperial officer to I'm jumping ship.
Yeah.
Within a second.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, during war that a lot of those decisions get made.
So... The three agree to, or Ezra tells them, the only thing I have to do is get inside the walker. And he tells them that it's, you know, my friends will be here. I love how his faith in them, like, they'll be here. I wholeheartedly they'll be here to rescue us.
Which, again, gross, you know.
True.
He'd be like, no, they gave up. They abandoned me here.
Oh, we go, finally go back to Hera and Kanan, and they now have the decoder or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is helpful. To know the coordinates of the shipment.
Right. They needed to know the location of where that shipment was. And to make it even more complicated, there's three ships. So then they gotta figure out which ship it's on.
Well, luckily you have a force of
luckily you have a Jedi who can sense the crystal. It's very convenient.
If you didn't, you have to guess. I just shoot all three. Just guess. It's fine.
You know, 1 in 3 chance. It's gotta be all of these. That is a really cool scene, though, between the side mission, I call it, between Hera and Kanan.
Yeah, what I was going to say, it keeps going back and forth between what they're dealing with, and it goes back to the cadets, and they're trying to... Again, there's three scenes in that dang well.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back and forth between, like I said, Hera and Kanan, and then what's going on over here. So doesn't Kanan get into the Phantom?
Yes. So Kanan gets into the Phantom to be a diversion, I think. Okay. To kind of lead them away a little bit so she can kind of fly around and shoot the middle one.
The middle one, yeah.
The middle ship is what he says.
Go ahead.
It takes Hera a long time to shoot that ship.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a pretty decent pilot, so I was like, why are we dragging this out?
I think she couldn't get a... One, she probably couldn't get an opening.
Shot, yeah.
And two, everybody was firing at her.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she was probably trying to get a clear opening, which if you've ever played... going to video games here. Anything where you're piloting something, that is hard.
Battlefront 2. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Battlefront. Oh, my gosh, it's hard. It's... I'm a terrible pilot.
I am, too.
So, the fact that she... I mean, yeah, it did take her a little bit, but she did it in, what, two shots?
Oh, yeah.
I call it a win.
Yeah.
So, after they blow up the Kyber crystal, that energy blast was amazingly animated.
I thought so, too. I don't know what effect... I know it's an animation, but then I'm sure they apply effect on top of an animation. So, but yeah, I thought it was really cool. And gave me, again, the New Hope vibes when the Death Star explodes. Kind of the same thing.
Also, if you watch, I didn't notice it. You see a TIE fighter just disintegrate.
Yeah.
With the person. He's gone, too.
Oh, well, yeah. The ship she shot up is gone. Like, how many people just died in that scene? In the three ships? Because did it get the two ships, too?
I don't know.
The explosion get those
they might have jumped. I'm not sure.
Okay, but then yeah, even Kanan almost gets caught up in it in the Phantom.
Mm-hmm. That's terrifying. Okay, so back at the Imperial Academy, this time Zeran, Jai, and Oleg are the top three because Ezra tries to protect Jai and he falls down to the bottom. So you know, it's fine, everybody had their turn to win. So in the walker, it's Zer, Jai, and Oleg.
And the guy driving the...
Oh, yeah, and the...
Oh, driving. I don't know what you call it. Driving the walker or whatever. Piloting in the walker. There we go.
And then they're like, well, what are we going to do? You're not in the walker with us. And Ezra's like, just keep going. You know, I'll figure it out. So they get inside the walker. And I'm telling you, these guys need to watch their backs more, I guess. They shoot him, and then they shoot... Poor Oleg.
Yeah, who shoots him? It's Jai that shoots, or stuns. Jai stuns the pilot, and then he turns right around and stuns Oleg. Which, that's fine, he's not on their side anyway, clearly.
Zer takes control of the walker. As a result of the explosion, the base is on high alert with the blast doors closing. He's blasted nearby walker and advances, though Imperial troop transports open fire. So, now they're aware of... Okay, this is now a rogue situation. In the academy, the blast doors continue to close, so that they've called out the transports to shoot them. They're closing the blast doors, so they want the walker to escape. And then Ezra jumps on top of it, and he's like, let me in. And then Oresko's like, look at Morgan. He's trying to
take it out of the walker. Look at him. He's such a hero. Yeah, he's stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, but maybe from his side, that's what it looked like. Maybe he didn't hear him say, let me in.
True. It's pretty thick metal, I guess.
Yeah, when stuff, explosions going on and stuff like that, I guess.
The troop transport blasts it, and it causes the walker to topple over. Luckily, it lands, right outside the blast door.
Yeah, it was so lucky that blast door did not fall on top of the walker where that door is. Or how you get into the walker.
Oh, yeah. That would have been bad.
Well, we're stuck.
We don't have Kanan to, do a lightsaber
in the bottom of it.
Yeah, open it. Yeah. When it topples over, I think they run into... Ezra's about to get zapped or hit by... I say zapped. Blasted by some stormtroopers. Luckily, Sabine, Zeb, and Chopper are there. They help Jai and Zer... out of the walker, and then that's when Zara's like, I'm staying to find my sister, which is so noble of him.
Yeah, and it helped the fact that he wasn't the one that stunned the other two
guys. Yeah, I was about to say, good thing he let him do that.
Because then you can just pretend like, oh, I got stunned. Along with the other two.
True. That's,
or that something. Makes sense. Or maybe knocked out. I don't know what his story was going to be. But
yeah, that makes sense. So as they're driving away, I say driving. Whatever you do with a transport vehicle. Zer pretends to shoot at him or whatever, and then it cuts to the scene with the Inquisitor has now arrived, and he recognizes Ezra from their former encounter.
Yeah, and that's something that I guess I'm going to leave it because if this happened, we wouldn't have an episode. Has the Empire not heard of email? You could have literally just said, here's his picture. True. And you would have knew it was him.
Yeah.
Like, had you had that? But no, he's like, oh, he pulls out of this old butt file, like a file system.
Or maybe he did have pictures, and that's why I was like, oh, I'm on my way, smirk. But he got there too late.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe.
That would make them sound less incompetent, I guess.
But good question, yeah.
Like, he's like, here's his picture. I'm like, they couldn't fax that? Oh, not fax. Email it to you? Like, no, you have to physically be there to look at the picture. It's true. Of him.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know what they're...
You can't beam him a hologram. This is him.
Like, empire.net or something.
Like a three-dimensional image of him or something.
Also, my question is, does the Inquisitor ever know what Ezra's name is? Because at this point, he thinks his name is Dev.
Oh.
he refers to him as Padawan.
Hmm.
So the Inquisitor's there. He didn't get the email that Ezra was Ezra. And he tells Zare that he wants to know everything about Jai and Ezra. Or Dev.
Dev/Dev.
They return back to the ghost and Hera tells Jai that they're going to help him go into hiding with his mother. And Ezra and Kanan kind of a little moment that he's glad to be back on the ghost. And that's where the episode ends. We probably just spent like too long on that episode recap, but it's okay. Oh, okay. So this is a book I want to read. It is called Servants of the Empire, Rebel in the Ranks. It expands on Zare's life in the academy. And this episode is also included, but is also from his point of view.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There are scenes that take place before the events of this episode, and there is a scene where he is being questioned by the Inquisitor. So I'm kind of curious to see more of Zare's thought processes.
Just get that book and turn to that page.
Let's see, another piece of, I have got to go look this up now because I haven't watched the show Ahsoka. Jai Kale makes an appearance in it, along with Ryder Azadi.
Okay.
But yeah, I kind of want to know what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
How many Lothcats would you give this episode?
I would give this episode 6 out of 10.
That's what I have.
Okay. So we're in agreement, we don't have to discuss or fight?
No, I think we're good. The security camera thing is kind of a, now that you mentioned it.
There's a lot of plot holes in it that I didn't catch when I first watched it.
Same.
So, like, if you're just looking for a little adventure, like, going undercover and, you know, kind of the cool kind of stuff of being the Rebellion and all that, it's pretty cool. But when you start to really dive deep into it, there's just some plot holes. And it's a cartoon. We're going to let it happen. Some of them you can let it happen.
It's not anything big. Just, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for watching Rebels Remembered. You can follow us on YouTube, SoundCloud, and X.